Good afternoon, residents and visitors of St. Martin. For today, midday, October 21st, here's the latest updates. Hurricane Tammy at 11 a.m. was located at 215 miles southeast of St. Martin, according to the latest update from the Meteorological Department of St. Martin. Hurricane Tammy has strengthened further since my last update, with wind speeds now at 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Residents and the business community should have completed all necessary preparations at this time for the passing of Hurricane Tammy. The deterioration in weather conditions is likely to start impacting St. Martin today, Saturday, during the afternoon and evening hours, getting increasingly worse as the night falls. The hurricane has slowed down somewhat, and so we can expect some delays in the approach. Tropical storm conditions will be felt first as Tammy passes the area, with the possibility of hurricane force winds following after. We must remain vigilant and continue to follow updates to ensure we are updated as to what is actually taking place. Hurricane Tammy is expected to pass at its closest point, 35 miles east-northeast of St. Martin, early Sunday morning, so that is after midnight. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 125 miles and hurricane force winds extend 25 miles outward from the center. As such, it is moving towards the northwest at 8 miles per hour. Hurricane Tammy could produce 2 to 4 inches of rainfall along with storm force winds and possible hurricane force winds depending on the forecast track. Rain showers and thunderstorms are expected, which could produce flash flooding in the flood-prone areas, as well as rockfalls in vulnerable areas during the system's passage. I would like to reiterate that once the weather conditions start to deteriorate, that motorists should be off the road network and residents should be safely at home to ride out the passing of Hurricane Tammy. The following essential services are exempted from the mandatory business closure and may operate at their discretion in case of emergencies or to serve and safeguard their guests and clients. The airport and the harbor, hotels, guest houses and marinas, stores and restaurants located directly on the aforementioned properties. Only the gas station servicing the essential services is allowed to be open. The General Practitioner Post, HAP, is allowed, St. Martin Medical Center and the Associated Lab SLS, White and Yellow Cross Foundation, Mental Health Foundation, pharmacies, funeral parlors, and other emergency services. Stay tuned to the updates that will be published via the official government platforms, government and Met Office websites, social media pages, and St. Martin Gov Radio 107.9 FM for specific details on these allowances. You're also reminded that garbage haulers would have finalized their passes by now, so all residents are encouraged to pull their bins inside and secure them to avoid them disappearing during the storm. Do continue to monitor our weather forecasts as we provide regular updates as Hurricane Tammy approaches. The most important thing is to ensure that you and your family are safe. So do the best thing for you and your family and stay safe, St. Martin.